The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Corey is in Duncan. Welcome in, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm wonderful. How are you, sir? Now you sent me, Corey, you sent me a text a minute ago that got my attention as well. You said there isn't legal segregation in the Carolinas, but there's social segregation. You said that you've had rocks and trash thrown at you simply because you're in the wrong place. And you talk about going to church league basketball games where people call you names. Talk with us about that for a minute.
Yeah, so, when I was 18, before I joined the military, I went to school in North Carolina. And I was driving around one day, and I saw a group of guys that were hanging out with their cars. And I was being a car guy, I naturally wanted to go and talk to them. And when I got there, I can't repeat what they told me, but sure. They basically told me to leave, and they would throw rocks at me anytime they saw me driving around that town. This was in Morrisville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so it showed me that I wasn't welcome there, and it's something that I just had to, come to accept as being a part of life. But then also, going, my oldest son, I would take him to his basketball games in the church league, and I noticed, at the gym, it seems like all of the people in one race would sit on this side of the bleachers, and then all the other race would sit on this side. Me, I kind of go against the grain, so I would sit, with white people just to switch it up a little bit. But it just seems like segregation, it wasn't enforced, but it's naturally happening in a social environment. And also during those games, they would call our kids, monkeys, and my son is having to deal with this stuff now, and it didn't seem right.
Sure.
And as I said in the text, I just like for it to be recognized. It's not everyone. I tell people all the time, especially from serving in the military, there's white people that I would trust with the life of my kids, and there's black people that I would trust with the life of my kids. And then there's white people and black people that I wouldn't want anywhere near my kids. So it has nothing to do with the race.
I get that.
So
Corey, let me ask you this, Corey, and thank you for your service, first off, for your service to our country. Corey, as a white man, there have been times that I have felt uncomfortable around other black people, other Asian people. When your skin color is different from those that maybe you find yourself, whether it's a business meeting or social situation or whatever, at times, you have to admit, at times, even me as a white person at times, I have felt like that black people, and in fact, black people have called me names before. I think, but I don't think about it necessarily as a black person calling me a cracker or whatever. I think of it as just another human being who happens to be mean, who happens to be disrespectful to others. And do you think it is truly because of, and in some cases, I'm sure it is the color of your skin, but I don't think it's always the color of your skin. I think it's just people, they're mean people out there, Corey.
Yeah. It's not always that there's racism or racism involved. There are mean people out there. But I think that sometimes it is, and the times that it is, as I said, it would be nice to have it recognized, because I think once it's recognized, then we can, start trying to fix the issue.
Sure.
If we're not recognizing that there is an issue, then it just kind of validates the ones that are doing it because they're racist. It validates their actions and allows them to keep doing it over and over. And it's on both sides. I know I've run into black people throughout my lifetime that after meeting them the first time in our first conversation, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be around this person anymore, because he had some racist views or she had some racist views, and it's wrong on both sides.
Sure it is.
I just hate to see it exist.
Well, and I wish we could just erase it, Corey. I really do. But again, as long as you're dealing with human beings, you know, there's always going to be situations where you've just got people who are mean, disrespectful. They've got a chip on their shoulder, and I don't care who you are, where you are, they're not going to like you for some reason. All right, quickly, because we're about out of time. What do you think about Antonio Brown? What do you think about DeAndre Hopkins saying that he felt like a slave again?
Well, I think Antonio Brown should not play in the NFL anymore.
Yeah.
I think, you know, with Colin Kaepernick kneeling and disrespecting our flag, and he loses his job for, you know, misconduct, which is, I think, is absolutely fine. But Antonio Brown is also showing misconduct. So I think that he should be held to that same standard. DeAndre Hopkins, I believe he... It's hard to tell with him. I don't know the whole story, but I think a lot of NFL players do go outside of the boundaries of what they were hired to do.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Corey, appreciate your phone call, my friend, and thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Have a great Monday.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.